Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. And we are wrapping up an amazing, deep, convicting. I'm like, as I'm recording this show, I'm like, Lord, I need to go pray. I need to go be with you. I need you to just purify my heart, because honestly, the Lord is convicting me of some of these things. We had a really powerful discussion yesterday on these things that the Lord is asking us to put away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk. And what we're going to see today is the Lord is clearing the way so that we can enter into deeper relationship with Him, and we can really enter into community, that we're made to have these deep relationships with one another. And the Lord wants us to have this discipline to put to death in us these earthly things that is just like a preservation of our flesh, you know, and we see hostility in us towards God and towards others. And He wants to purify us, and He wants to produce in us beautiful relationship with Him and powerful, deep relationships with others that aren't always easy, but that we have to fight for. And we're going to talk about a little bit more about that today. But I want to encourage you, just like I've been all week, go and listen yesterday as we talk about malice and slander and gossip and foul talk. And the Lord, again, it's a week of conviction, is convicting us of some of these things. It says, even though sometimes we've been hurt, even if we have a hard time with people, there's not excuses for these behaviors. And God wants to purify us and show us a good way, show us a better way. And so let's go ahead and pray. And I'm going to take up a few passages that we haven't read yet, going further into chapter 3 as we wrap up our week together. And all of this is leading up, if you're listening to this when it's going out, it's almost Christmas. Christmas is right around the corner, when we've been preparing for Christ to come into our hearts. And it's so fitting that so close to Christmas, we get practical, that it's saying, like, I want Christ to dwell in me. I want Jesus to be born in me. I want Him to find a home in me like He did in His manger. And in order to do that, I need to clear the way in the power of the Holy Spirit. I need to put these things away. That Advent is so much about waiting. And what do we do so often when we're waiting on God? We turn to our idols. We turn to our idols. We give over to our idols. And He says, no, wait well and allow in the waiting me to deepen, me to clear the way so that I can be born in you in a new way. This is what God desires for you, friends. It's amazing. It's powerful. It's exciting. And sometimes it's hard. And sometimes it's convicting, because the Lord's showing us, hey, this is going on in your heart and it needs to change. And I'm going to give you the power to change it. So let's go ahead and pray, and we're going to get into a handful more verses as we wrap up our week together. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, you are truly the convictor of hearts. We thank you that you lead us and that you guide us in love, so that things in us can be cleared, can be moved, so that we can truly walk with you, so we can truly know you, we can truly be with you, to be known by you, to be loved by you. And Lord, we desire to go deeper. Expose us, expose our hearts. We're opening our hearts before you, even as we're driving to work, even as we're taking our prayer time, even as we're doing our workouts, whatever we're doing, as we're walking our dog, whatever we're doing, you're giving us a special grace to open up our hearts to you. Look at us, examine us, kill in us what needs to be killed, the earthly things, so that we may be raised to new life with you and walk in the glory and the freedom of the children of God. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. I'm going to start with verse 8. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, loneliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving one another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you might also forgive. And above all these things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. I could just finish the chapter, but I'm going to stop there because that's a lot of verses. And I wanted to get into that because I wanted to get into some of the positivity, but we're going to go step by step. So we're putting away anger, wrath, malice, slander, foul talk from our mouth. And then he begins to get instructional about our relationships. Do not lie to one another. Be honest with one another, seeing that you have put off. So we have set in this whole chapter at the beginning, we have set your mind, put to death, put off. Put away and put off the old nature with its practices. Before you were baptized into Christ, your nature was sinful. We talked about this at the beginning of the week. We all have this original wound of sin. It's in our nature. Our heart is deceitful and corrupt above all things. Thank God Jesus is giving me a new heart. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a new heart. He's renewing us, but we are involved. Our will is involved in putting off, throw it off like a blanket that's on you. Throw off your old nature. You have a nature, and what belongs to that old nature, that sinful nature, is certain practices. So there's new practices that go with your new nature. And we've talked about this before, of speaking this to yourself. I have a new nature, putting off the old nature. And this can become very practical. I want to give an example today. I was working upstairs in my office and there's a lot of noise and I was trying to get stuff done. And I just was like, I'm tired. And because I was tired, I was just irritable and in a mood and people were just annoying me. Like literally, like it was so human, like no one was doing anything wrong. People were just annoying me. They were bothering me. And I was like, oh, like people are just annoying. And I was ruminating on my mind. And I had to go into that place of the Lord being like, no. Set your mind on things that are above. Set your mind on things that are above. And you begin to go through this process of like the way that I'm ruminating right now and my annoyance and my getting set off by literally nothing is a practice of my old nature. This is part of my old nature. So now, in the power of the Holy Spirit, I say, Holy Spirit, help me to put off my old nature. I don't need to be annoyed by this right now. I can literally just put my headphones in. I can smile at what they're doing. I can not care, and I can move on. But it's a little death. It's saying that old nature is popping up. Remember that self-obsession, that self-preservation, that driven ego that's saying, I want what I want. I want to feel what I want in every single moment. And I don't feel good right now. People are annoying. People are bugging me, whatever. So I'm going to have a reaction to that. It's like, no. Put to death in you this impurity of heart. Put to death in you. Put off the old nature. Throw it off. And literally, like, do some kind of action. Be like, I'm throwing off. Like, throw your hands up. I'm throwing off my old nature right now. And when we do this in God's Spirit, God gives us power to do this. God gives us power to do this in a new way. And His Spirit that lives within us through our baptism begins to renew us. We've talked about this before. It's so amazing that God gives us everything that we need. That in that moment, in my own human power, I'm stuck in being annoyed. I'm stuck in being impatient. I'm stuck at not liking what's going around me for literally no reason other than I am selfish. But when the Holy Spirit comes inside of me and I say, I want to put off my old nature and put on my new nature. And I love that word put on in the Greek because we see it again in 12, put on in the Greek. It's actually like envelop yourself, enclose yourself in your new nature and the nature God has given you. You are being renewed. If you are baptized, there's a nature in you that's being renewed. And it's not being renewed into the image of yourself. It's not just like, yay, I'm making a better you. We're all becoming better us. You're being renewed in knowledge after the image of your Creator. What is your new nature? There's a new nature that lives inside of you. And now it's living alongside of your old nature. But as your new nature is renewed, your old nature continues to die. And that new nature is being renewed after the image of God. You are beginning to look like God. That's God's destiny for you. So he's saying, put off your old nature and put on your new nature. And I want to get to this. Paul's going to tell us what belongs to our new nature. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. So he's saying first an identity statement. I'm God's chosen one. I'm holy and beloved to him. And from that place, I can put on my new nature. What practices belong to our new nature? Compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, patience, forbearing one another. Compassion, suffering with, co-passion. Suffering with another. Kindness, choosing not to give the undercutting thing, choosing not to do the undercutting remark, but choosing encouragement. I've been noticing this so much in certain groups of people and myself as a way of self-protection. In places that I don't feel comfortable or in circumstances where someone has hurt me, I'm like not acting like truly like myself. And then I feel insecure in that situation. And so I begin to undercut or I begin to make comments because I'm not secure in that place. That's not kindness. And the Lord is changing that in me, is giving me my own security as a holy and beloved one in that space so I can be kind. Lowliness, not having to be first, not having to be seen, not having to be chosen. Meekness, strength under control. Patience, waiting on one another, being patient with one another. We should have a very long fuse. A practice of being a Christian is not being set off easily. Forbearing one another, walking with one another. If one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, you must also forgive. If one has a complaint against another, forgive, forbear. If someone hurts you, forgive them. Forgive them again. Truly forgive them from your heart. Do not hold hostility against them. This is a high standard. As the Lord, Paul's just like, he's like saying, oh, by the way, a practice of your new nature, as God has forgiven you, you must also forgive. This is a command. And we hold on to unforgiveness. We hold on to like, I don't like that person. That person hurt me. I'm having this hostility against them. No, forgive. And above all, put on love. Again, that Greek word, envelop yourself in charity, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. You see God saying, when you put to death these earthly things in you, it clears a new path for relationship. And God is calling us to be yoked to him and yoked to one another. And I think many of us have had very negative experiences in community. And if you're listening to this, God might be calling you to be a leader in healing your community, in putting to death earthly things in you so that you can forbear, you can be lowly, you can be meek, you can be patient. You can forgive each other. You can do it. And doing these things, these new practices of your new nature, does not depend on whether or not someone else is doing that for you. It depends on God coming alive in you, supernaturally giving you the power to do something new. And we need to pray. We need to be desperate. God, help me put on my new nature. And if we do this, he says you'll live in perfect harmony in the peace of Christ. Everything won't be perfect, but the peace of Christ will rule in your heart. So I pray for you as you enter into this Christmas season that the peace of Christ would rule in your hearts because you've put to death your old nature and are putting on the new nature in Christ. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at avemariaradio.net and at renewalministries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.